Module 3, Introduction. Preparing your employees for success starts long before they arrive for their first day on the job. A sound onboarding process not only helps to integrate new hires into the workplace, it prepares them to succeed in the first days and months on the job and over the long haul. A quality onboarding process goes beyond just new employee orientation. It supports employees as they grow comfortable in the job and the organization. Why onboarding? Why invest in an onboarding process rather than just a one-day orientation? A continuous onboarding process not only ensures that new hires have the necessary paperwork filled out and start the job on the right foot, but helps to socialize the new hire into the organization. Because a new hire's needs and concerns will change as he or she becomes comfortable with the different aspects of the job, a continuous onboarding process ensures that employees can ask questions or have different needs addressed as they come up. A quality onboarding process helps to promote employee retention, which is both a cost savings and contributes to greater continuity among the work team. Importance of onboarding. The onboarding process sets the tone for an employee's experience at an organization. While many people think of onboarding solely in terms of new hire orientation, in reality, onboarding begins with the first welcome from human resources and continues throughout the new hire's first weeks and months at the organization. Attention to every phase of the onboarding process helps to fully integrate new hires into the organization, which contributes to morale, productivity, and retention, making employees feel welcome. One of the most important goals of the onboarding process is to make new hires feel welcome in the organization. Onboarding processes, which are cold, impersonal, and involve little contact with managers and other employees, can be off-putting. In contrast, an onboarding process in which the new hire has contact with new coworkers and managers is warmly welcomed and has his or her needs and personality taken into account is likely to create more positive feelings. Some ideas for making employees feel welcome during onboarding include: introduce the new hire to office neighbors, work team members, and support staff. If possible, have the employee's workstation set up and stocked with supplies. Ensure that the new hire has someone to eat lunch with on his or her first day. First day checklist. A first day checklist can be helpful for both managers and new hires in the onboarding process. A first day checklist helps ensure that the new hire has the most important information they will need by the end of the first workday, and that they have been adequately welcomed into and oriented to the space. Having a standard first day checklist also ensures that there is consistency across onboarding for all new hires. Some things to include on the first day checklist might include greeting and welcoming the new hire, setting up lunch with the new hire's team or manager, having the new hire's ID badge or other identification ready, introducing the new hire to team members, direct reports, and supervisors, going over the new hire's job description, going over the organizational chart, giving the new hire a tour, including restrooms, break rooms, kitchen facilities, and common areas, showing the new hire his or her mailbox, as well as copiers, fax machines, and other equipment, going over IT and telephone policies and procedures. Case study. Kenya began a new job at a large firm. She was very nervous her first day about finding her way around and learning her duties. Kenya's manager, Pearl, met her in the lobby when she arrived. Pearl gave Kenya a tour of the office, pointing out her cubicle, the common areas and restrooms, and the workroom with a copier and office supplies. Along the way, she introduced Kenya to the coworkers in the neighboring cubicles. Pearl and Kenya then sat down and went over Kenya's job description and the expectations for her first week. Finally, Pearl gave Kenya her ID badge and walked her to her cubicle, which was stocked with the supplies she would need to begin work. At lunch with her manager and one of her team members that day, Kenya felt like she was settling in nicely.